Shalom Aleichem, we're continuing with our topic of Pidyon Shvuim, and as we said, a number of times Chazal instituted a cap on the amount that we can redeem a Jewish captive for, and this is how we paskin in Shulchan Aruch as well, and Podim, Es HaShvun Yosef Mikdei Demeya Mipnei Tikkun Olam, we're not permitted to redeem a Jewish captive in excess of their value because of a Tikkun Olam, something that was instituted for the public good. But we said, having said that, that there are a number of exceptions to the rule four. In particular, number one, Chazal did not institute a cap when somebody is redeeming himself. So one is permitted to redeem himself in excess of his value. And there's some poskim who extend that to the wife as well, because ishto kegufo, the wife is just like the person is just like the wife. Ishto kegufo, the wife is like the husband. Accordingly, just like the husband can redeem himself in excess of his value, so too he can redeem his wife in excess of her value. That is exception number one. Exception number two is a Talmud Chacham. A Talmud Chacham is permitted to redeem in excess of value as well. Number three is at the time of the Chorban, because we are all captives anyway, so we're not concerned they're going to keep on taking more captives if we're redeeming in excess of the value of the individual, because we're all captives in any case. And now, number four is our question today. How about if the captive is in sakana, if there is indeed a pikuach nefesh situation, the person is in sakana as the person is in captivity, would that mean we can redeem the person in excess of his value if that is the ransom required to redeem that individual? So we're going to start with the Tosfos as follows. He says, the chi'ika sakanas nefashos, when it is a situation that captive is in danger of life, podim shvuyim yosar k'dei demehen, we would indeed be permitted to redeem in excess of the value. And it's brought as a proof to this, a Gemara in Gittin, that somebody who sells himself and sells his children to the Ovdei Kochavim, there it's talking about a situation that the person sold himself off to a certain group of people that were cannibals. So in cannibals is certainly a case of sakanas nefashos. So there, the implication of the Gemara, because it's Ika Ktala, because it's a Bikuach Nevis situation, it would be permitted to redeem in excess of value. So there we have it. The Meiri says as follows, Kol Shiyesh Chash Misa, Ein L'davar Kitzva, similarly, or the same as Tosfos, when there is a concern of death by the captive, there's no cap we can redeem in excess of value. Now, the Yamshel Shlomo agrees, but he puts an important proviso on this. He says that if you have an individual that was stealing from the non-Jews, he was obviously violating the law, the secular law, he's stealing from them, and according to the secular law, the person has to be hung. So obviously hanging is a sakanas nefashos. He says that there is no obligation to redeem such an individual because he put himself into that situation. You violate the law, we don't have to redeem you. So that's an important proviso here. When there's a real sakana that the individual did not put himself into, then we have an obligation to redeem him. But if he did it, he violated the law, put himself into that situation, then we would not have an obligation to redeem him. So that is one side of the coin. Those are the sheets, as we saw in Tosfos, in the Meiri, in the Yamshel Shlomo, that if it's a case of sakanas nefashos, pikuach nefesh by the captive, we would be permitted to redeem the individual in excess of value. Having said that, the alternative view is brought by the Ramban and others as well that disagrees. And he says as follows, two reasons why, even when there is a case of pikuach nefesh, it's a real sakana to the captive, we're concerned that the person can lose his life, we are still not permitted to redeem that individual in excess of the value. Number one, truth be told, he says, any situation of a captive, somebody who's a shavuy in captivity, is held as a hostage, held as a captive, there's going to be a concern of pikuach nefesh. So this would take away the entire rule if we're capped whenever they were capped at the value. But if there's a pikuach nefesh, we're not capped anymore. But every time there's a captive, there's going to be concern of death. So that would emasculate the whole rule. And number two, he says a similar thing when you have a woman who's in captivity, there's always a concern of arayas that they are going to violate her. And still, we didn't see that Chazal said that when you have a woman in captivity, that we are permitted always to redeem him in excess of her value. So those are two reasons that the Ramban says that there's a cap, even when there's a pikuachness situation, there is a cap at the value of the individual. So it turns out as follows that we have a major nafkamina, a major halachic difference between these two views. The view of Tosfos, for example, that when you have a sakana, you can redeem even in excess of value. And it turns out that redeeming captives from terrorists, if they want to do a swap, for example, of individuals, if we have Rahman al-Itzlan, if there's a Jew that's in captivity held by the Arabs. So according to Tosfos, because there is a concern of pikuach nefesh, not only would it be mutter, but we'd be obligated to redeem the captives in excess of value. And he says as follows, l'chen b'yameinu, this is the application of that Tosfos. Nowadays, efshar shemutter, it could be that it would be permitted to redeem to an exchange of hostages in order to save the Jewish captives, a Jewish captive or captives, because there's a pikuach nefesh situation. On the other hand, according to the Ramban, even when there is a pikuach situation, we would not be permitted to redeem in excess of value. Apparently, he would say that you cannot do an exchange of hostages simply because there's a pikuach nefesh situation, because we're still going to be capped at the value of the individual, and there are many countries that would not engage in any swap of captives whatsoever because of the concerns that if you engage in one swap, they're going to continue taking captives in order to engage in further swaps. So there we have it. And in Mir Tashem, we will go into more detail on this, applying the concepts we are seeing now to swaps of captives with unfortunately some of the enemies that we deal with on a daily basis. Have a wonderful day.